You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, June 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along with us here from the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Looking out the window. Sunny skies, the high clouds right now, fluffy clouds here. Zommers on the board. Didn't have a chance to talk in hour number one, Zommers, but you made it through. Zommers is heat, anti-heat. And so but he made it through. He did not melt. And also we have in the producer's booth our very own Parker Olson, who is joining us, where we have double producers. Parker, welcome. How you doing?
Well, thank you, Todd. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Great. Parker is here today because he's going to be filling in for Zommers Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
That's right, Thursday. So Parker, of course, does the great Pat Kreitlow show, mornings with Pat Kreitlow, every morning from 6 until 9. He's been on the program as a grad of UW-Whitewater, who just won the big Division III World Series in baseball. And today, Parker and our human resource director, Jacqueline, we're dancing a jig because her very own Tigers, LSU Tigers, won the Division I baseball champions.
So we're very happy. We are very proud alums right now.
You are. Jacqueline had her LSU jersey.
Although that's pretty normal attire for her.
Yes, it is. She's very proud LSU grad. Well, happy to have everybody along here and on the show. Many thanks to State Senator Kelda Royce for being on in hour number one, and also to Professor Steven Zunes of the University of San Francisco on that breaking news that our national ABC and CBS folks are continuing to cover. That is that Iran has tried, at least attempted, to retaliate against U.S. forces that are stationed in Qatar after the U.S. bombed 3 nuclear sites in Iran. Reports are that none of the bombs, these short-term ballistic missiles, has actually touched down or done major damage to any of the U.S. Air Force bases, but we will continue to monitor that and bring you the latest as it becomes available. Coming up in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, going to talk more about state news with State Bureau Chief and our friends at Wisconsin Watch, Matt DeFore. Been a while since Matt has been here. Looking forward to that. Matt is going to be in talking about some of the headlines of Wisconsin on this Monday. And one of them is he's been working on this AI project, and it's interesting that Parker is here because it wasn't Matt, I don't think, but one of the other great writers, journalists at Wisconsin Watch, did a review of the biggest talk news programs in Wisconsin and who was telling the truth, who wasn't, and what kind of AI was going on.
What we've learned here is that Pat Kreitlow is a liar.
No, it's not
what
we've learned.
No.
What we've learned is that Pat Kreitlow is a much bigger program than Todd because they didn't even listen to my show. They said the only program at Civic Media that's worth listening to is Pat Kreitlow. That's true.
There was no value judgment. It was just,
well, it was the biggest show in Wisconsin.
They wanted to get a sampling across different networks too, though.
Right, but Pat did very, very well.
It was a
couple of tiny little minor things, but anyway. So we're there. Matt is back to talk about that and AI, artificial intelligence in news gathering, what this all means for us here in Wisconsin, and other news of the week. So Matt will be in here at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, Mark is in. What Mark wanted to chat about? We don't know. All right. Well, let's find out. Let's find out what Mark wanted to chat about. 855-752-4842. Mark in Pernissack is on hold. Mark, thanks for calling in. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I have plenty of firearms, and including handguns, but I have no need to carry them around everywhere I go. And for Mr. Kapinga, the cautionary tale about that came out of Utah, where a safety observer was there and saw somebody brandishing, you know, supposedly brandishing a firearm, and shot three times and killed an innocent bystander. I mean, so is Kapinga that well trained that he knows exactly what the hell he's doing, that was going to be able to defend himself, you know, draw his weapon? I mean, we've all seen the old westerns. There's occasionally I'm channeling my dad, and God rest his soul, but he was a big fan of the westerns. And a lot of those westerns, the way the lawman cleaned up the town is that you got to town, you turned in your weapon, and you didn't need to carry it around with you everywhere you go. That's one thing they're looking forward to in these towns, is that not the need to be carrying a weapon wherever the hell you went.
Right.
And for Mr. Kapinga, I mean, that how does he know he's going to react, you know, quickly enough to, you know, to some kind of situation or misjudge a situation?
Right.
And injure or kill somebody that had nothing to do with what the hell he's doing.
Right, exactly. Mark, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. Mark was talking about the story we talked with Senator Royce with. WISN, the folks now I got it in my head, Weekend Update from up front. That's the program. Not Weekend Update on SNL, a very different program than Up Front, as it turns out. But no, Up Front had Kapinga, now we're told is the correct pronunciation, saying that he packs heat on the Senate floor. Also, Senator Van Wongard has bragged about packing heat, and over the weekend saying that he's all for legislators packing heat, but he doesn't want anybody else to in the state capitol and wants to put in metal detectors.
I also, for those of you who are not watching the stream, you should have seen Senator Royce's face when he said, like, I always have a gun. She's just like, excuse me? That would have been good information for me to have.
Right, exactly. So don't mispronounce Kapinga's name or you could.
Or you'll get a cap in ya.
Right, exactly. All right, it's 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news, weather, sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network, the largest privately owned radio network in Wisconsin, only behind our friends at Wisconsin Public Radio, which, by the way, we'll get into that maybe a little bit later, but boy, some sad news coming out of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let like a dozen people go, canceled 4 programs, and in part at least, to this lack of state funding for Wisconsin Public Radio. But if you would like to advertise, no better place to advertise than right here, the Civic Media Radio Network. Check us out at civicmedia.us, and our sales department would be happy to work with you and make you one of our sponsors, one of our partners, one of our friends here at the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, Zombers, as the great sports reporter Mike Lucas is fond of saying, timely, timely indeed, the category for today's What's Worse, heat wave or cold snap? Heat wave or cold snap? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, I like to remind people of this. The only better time than today, because today, or yesterday, rather, yes, the best time would have been having it yesterday. The second best time to download the Civic Media app, today, right now. So go to your app store, your Apple, your Android device, type in Civic on the search bar, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, little CM logo, click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, heat wave or cold snap? Matt in Middleton saying heat wave is worse, as more suffering follows, such as death, drought, etc. So Matt saying a heat wave is worse. What's worse, heat wave or cold snap? 855-752-4842. Also, Larry, listening over in beautiful Deerfield, Wisconsin, via WMDX, says, given we're in a climate crisis, heat is worse. In 2023, there were over 2,300 heat-related deaths in the U.S., a 107% increase since 1999. Globally, it's much worse. Read the novel Ministry of the Future, one of the Obama's suggestions, and you will understand why heat wave is worse. Now, Larry, that is some good research right there. That's not just fun. Those are facts that we could all use. So thank you, Larry, for giving us a well-founded, well-researched answer on there. What's worse, heat wave or cold snap? 855-752-4842. Connie, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Connie from the 608 says, I would rather have a cold wave as I could put on more clothes. In a heat wave, you can only take off so many clothes in public. Unless it's the naked bike ride. See out there, that's exactly right, Connie. That's exactly 100% right. And when is, does anybody know, this is happening.
Fair, I think it already happened.
Did it already happen?
I think it
the
was
naked
like
bike ride
a
in
week
Madison?
Or two ago.
Because I was home now over the weekend celebrating mom's birthday again.
I don't like where this is going.
Happy birthday. And we got talking about the heat wave and how many clothes you could take off. And she said something along the lines of, well, maybe you could be in that naked bike ride. And I said, no, I'm not doing the naked bike ride.
Well, that's what I always say. I'm giving away my answer. Everyone already knows my answer. Anybody who listens to the show knows that I am going to say the heat wave is worse. But
right.
I always say that. When it is cold out, you can always add more layers or move around more and generate heat. When it is hot, you can only take off so many layers legally. And even if you go beyond that, it still is not enough.
See, I and God love you. I'm happy that you're here, Zommers. I'm happy you're our producer. And this is not negative towards you. But I feel like you're either in another life or maybe in the next life when you come back, if you're into reincarnation, I feel like you were an Eskimo at one time.
Perhaps.
I think
maybe
you were born above the Arctic Circle. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mona in Madison. I love that alliteration. Mona in Madison, listening on WMDX. Mona, heat wave or cold snap? What's worse? Mona? Are you there, Mona? Mona? Mona Lisa.
Something must not have
Are
worked
there. Mona. Mona is there. Mona is not there. Well, Mona, if you could hear us, Mona, call back because there seems to be a snafu, which stands for situation. Oh, anyway, there's a snafu in the phone lines and give us a call back. Maybe the phone lines are just too hot.
The
heat has melted the phone lines, apparently. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, a heat wave or a cold snap? Our friend Gordy Kopke, where is Gordy at? There he is, Gordy Kopke down in Oregon. By the way, he's a great sponsor, Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside of Oregon. Head on down if you're in the area. Still some great value, great buys, great plans. No better place than Kopke's Greenhouse. Gordy, listening on WMDX, says, Todd, what's worse, this heat wave or the cold wave on January? Now, see, Gordy is very specific about this. This particular heat wave, or what do you say? Or the cold snap?
The cold snap in January.
See, I'm going to give away my answer, which is fine. I said this with Senator Royce. We haven't had one in a couple, 3 years, but those, what do they call them? Arctic blasts.
Polar vortex?
That's it. Those polar vortexes, it lasts for like 2 weeks, and it's like 35 below with a wind chill. It's just unbearable. Oh, not unbearable, but I don't like those. I don't like those because going in and out of your car and all that sort of thing. So I don't know, for me, I guess with a heat wave, if you don't have to be outside, I guess I prefer the heat wave. But maybe I'm in the minority. Come on back. We'll find out what we'll find out what Parker thinks. Heat wave or a cold snap, and wrap that up. And our friend Matt DeFore is coming up to talk about AI. Will Todd be replaced? It's the All Ball Show on a Monday on the Civic Media. Ready to.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along here with Zommers on the board. Parker as well. The category right now, we're wrapping up. What's worse, heat wave or a cold snap? Heat wave or a cold snap? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. Our great friend, the award-winning Terry Barr, Terry Barr Media, host of Max Inc. Radio, one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio. Great show every Saturday night, 6 until 12 on the Civic Media Radio Talk Network. And by the way, how nice of Terry to tune in, because I wouldn't blame her if she was a little salty because we interrupted their great program with the big breaking news. Well, it wasn't really us. Trump decided to bomb Iraq, and so Iran, and what more could we do? We had to do a special report, and so we took some of their airtime. So thank you, Terry, for not holding it against us. I asked the question last segment about the Naked Bike Ride, the annual Naked Bike Ride in Madison, and whether or not it happened. Here now, Terry Barr, I'm going to end up with a Naked Bike Ride. Terry Barr has said the Naked Bike Ride was this past weekend. It was hot in capital letters, but heard there was still a great turnaround. With the heat alone. I mean, I don't want to get too far down this road, but with the heat alone, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, how, just sweat and everything. You'd fall off your bike seat.
Yeah, I feel like you need to lay a t-shirt over the bike seat or something, right? Especially if you get off your bike for any amount of time and the black just heats up. You're going to burn yourself, and it's going to be very unpleasant.
Right, very unpleasant indeed. So thank you, Terry, for that great information, and thanks for watching. My sister Heather wants you on Facebook, saying a heat wave is bad for all the reasons given. But honestly, a cold snap means I have to put on socks and closed toe shoes. Yuck. I'm going to say cold is worse. My sister likes her Birkenstocks and her flip-flops and all that.
And she also says, the kids / students call me out and say, your dogs are out. It's not cool, I guess, but too bad, kids.
Your dogs are out? Really?
That's a thing for toes.
Really? Your dogs are out.
So in a rare moment where I'm not wearing socks, one of my roommates would be like, Aaron, the dogs are out.
The dogs. Well, this now, I'm not sure how far we want to go down this, but Parker, first of all, Parker, what's worse, a heat wave or a cold snap?
Heat wave is definitely worse than cold.
Really?
100%.
Why?
Yeah. It's just, you feel grosser when it's hot out. It's very simple.
Yeah, I think that you get sticky. That'll go along with. But now you said, the streaming audience, you wear your socks to bed.
I do wear my socks to bed. Yeah. Wow. The dogs are never out. The dogs are out about once a day, and it is for a shower.
Do you swim with your socks on?
Well, I guess I don't swim with my socks on, okay. No. You got me there, Todd.
Do you feel vulnerable when your socks are, when your feet are exposed?
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think my feet sweat quite a lot, and I know that's contradictory. But if my feet are sweating, and I've got them like on the sheets and on my blanket, that's worse than just sweating in my socks to me.
There's so many questions I won't ask on the air. Zomers, you wear socks all the time.
Yeah, I have to, though. Right. They're compression socks. Right. And so I don't really have a choice in the matter unless I just want to pass out every time I stand up.
Here's the point. If Zomers didn't wear socks, it'd be like those fainting goats all the time.
Yes, it would.
That's the way the show would operate. So keep your socks. For the love of goodness gracious, keep your socks on, Zomers.
I always do, except when I'm sleeping. But maybe, I don't wear them when I'm
maybe
sleeping.
Maybe next year. But the Naked Bike Ride is always on like a weekend, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I was going to say we can't. I couldn't do the show while on the Naked Bike Ride. And quite frankly, it's probably better that I don't.
Yeah, I feel like having cameras there would be a bad move.
No, we would not do cameras on the Naked. No, it would not be that. Would not be that at all. All right. Well, there you go. There's anybody left on the app that we didn't get to? Steven Lodi. Chuck and East Troy says a heat wave is definitely worse. Who do we have in Lodi back up there? Let's go back up there. There. Steven Lodi says, in my experience, a heat wave is worse. Robert McFarland on MDX says our heat wave is worse, baby. Robert feeling spicy in McFarland. Kathleen in beautiful Libertyville on AUK says, for me, I think cold snap is worse. I hate putting on all the clothes and sweaters and hats and gloves. Maybe I'm being selfish. No, Kathleen, I'll go along with that. Chris in Janesville says, the second best time to download the app was yesterday when the heat wave started. The first best is today while the heat wave continues. Heat wave, please. Some must think that cold is worse there. David in Richland Center says a heat wave is worse. Nobody wants to see an old farmer without his T-shirt. Well, then there's also the farmer tan. You know, my grandparents were farmers. And you always got rolled up like that, and you get the farmer tan, right? Let's see here. Gordy says, says the cold weather doesn't make me so damn grouchy. And Gordy knew that the bike ride was Saturday. Now, did Gordy sell his plants on the square in the morning and then go to the bike ride? Hey, Gordy, to each their own. I got no judgment here at all. DJ in Wausau, listening on beautiful WXCO, says a heat wave is way worse. I've done the miserable summers in Texas, and there's nothing worse than being consistently wet and disgusting.
Hard agree.
I swear there is always a quarter cup of water hovering around in my shorts. Oh, really? Okay, that DJ in the saw. All right, well, that's how we play What's Worse. Stay tuned. What's better is Matt DeFore, the State Bureau Chief of Wisconsin Watch, talking about AI. Will there be an artificial intelligence version of Todd and the media? Find out after this. Stay tuned for a news update here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock here on a Monday, June 23rd, summer's. Dialing, is it AI music? Is that what it is?
It's the theme for Terminator 2.
Is it? I never saw that.
You gotta. It's such a good movie.
I saw Terminator 1, but I don't think I ever saw Terminator.
Terminator
2 is
better.
Is it really?
Yeah, I just show my kids those movies.
It's really? It. Yeah. All right, we'll have to check that out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right.
Yay.
Very good. All right, enough of that foolishness. Welcome back to the show on to more serious matters with a friend of the show. He's been on the program before. Wonderful guy. Great journalist. He is a State Bureau Chief of Wisconsin Watch. Mr. Matt DeFore joins us live and in person here at the table at the World Headquarters. Matt, how you been?
I've been good. I just got back from New Orleans, actually. So.
Now, this is fantastic. We talked in the first part of the program. One of our human resource director, Jacqueline, is a native of Louisiana, of Baton Rouge. And so she's her and the LSU Tigers just won the national championship for men's baseball.
They've got a good team.
They have a good team. I'm taking it you didn't go down there for the baseball.
No, I was down there for the Investigative Reporters and Editors Conference, The huge conference, a few thousand people. Investigative journalism is going really strong, especially in broadcast, actually. There's a lot
really?
Of, yeah, it's been, I mean, you've got your ProPublica, your New York Times, mm-hmm. but, the NBCs, CBS, and all their local affiliates, there's a lot of people down there just embracing the whole need to investigate what's going on.
I think for me, I saw that I talked a little bit about this on this show, the tragedy, the assassination in Minnesota here a couple of weeks ago of the former speaker there being gunned down and her husband in her own home, and then the state senator and his wife also being gunned down, and they survived so far. But I thought that the work of the Minnesota Star Tribune, the folks at WSCCO, some of this, to your point, some of these local on-the-ground journalists, they got the most accurate and best information way far ahead of the networks.
Well, and that's why Wisconsin Watch began in 2009 as an organization that recognized the reduction in investigative reporting happening in small newsrooms and mid-sized newsrooms and large newsrooms across the country. It started by the former Wisconsin State Journal investigative reporters Andy and Dee Hall. And, that's what we as Wisconsin Watch are trying to keep strong is some element of investigative reporting in Wisconsin. But I think we're doing pretty well. I mean, we're doing well, but there are other organizations and news outlets that are continuing to do it, too. So,
yeah.
That was a big theme in New Orleans. So,
any other interesting tidbits besides the Fifth Quarter or whatever that's called? The French Quarter.
The Fifth
Quarter is very, very different. That happens at Camp Randall. Besides the French Quarter. See, I'm more Wisconsin than Louisiana.
It was fun because, as you've probably been to New Orleans, the fun part is not necessarily the
country. I have not.
You've never been to New Orleans?
I've never been
to
New Orleans.
Well, this was a place worth checking out. I'll give you a couple tips. So right. One was... the Mahogany Jazz Hall was around the corner from where I stayed at the Marriott, where the conference was, and got to see a guy named Big Joe Kennedy tickling the ivories. Uh-huh. He was playing with their sort of jazz all-stars group. He's a UW Parkside grad.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's played in Racine, Kenosha. He's from Illinois originally, but it was cool to have that Wisconsin connection all the way down south. So.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
You're down there, there's a Wisconsin. This Kennedy, very different than Louisiana Senator Kennedy down there.
Probably.
Two very, very completely different guys.
Exactly right. Yeah. He's he's no John what Kennedy? He's like a.
Do you have the cut? You have the cut, Sommers? We like to keep some Senator Kennedy cuts on hand just to lighten things up and down again. Here's one.
I like omelets better than sex. To my friends who are upset, I would say with respect, you know, call somebody who cares.
The great U.S. Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
Right. No, this is, yeah, but he was good. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I played jazz band in high school, a little bit in college. I was a mediocre drummer at best, but I love it. I mean, I could sit and listen to jazz all day long.
Then you got to go to New Orleans. That's
I really
what that
do.
Means. Yeah,
I absolutely do. All right, Matt DeFore from Wisconsin Watch. Let's talk about things closer to home. Now, you guys have done some stories on AI, and I don't believe it was you, but one of the other reporters there did a story on truthfulness in broadcasting and AI a little bit. And our own Pat Kreitlow was featured in that. Because what they did is they looked at the biggest shows in Wisconsin. Needless to say, ours was not included.
No, Pat was
on it. Kreitlow.
Yeah. You're talking. So this is my investigative journalism class that I taught last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're referring to is we did a project with UW journalism students in which we reviewed six different radio hosts across the political spectrum. Pat, I think, was representing like the left. Left of center. I think you guys...
Was he really?
You guys were left of center. There was Michelle Bryant. There was Dan O'Donnell. There was Vicky McKenna. We had Rob Ferret from WPR. And just to kind of listen to these hosts over the course of... it was a week after the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, yeah.
And so the project, the students had to... We had 24 hours of audio. It was like six hosts, 4 hours a day, or 4 hours in the week. 24 hours. And they had to take that information and they had to break it down into individual claims that these hosts were making so they could fact check every host and see who was being the most truthful and who, if you know, maybe being less than truthful. And so I don't know if you want to guess which was which, but it was an interesting story. You can check it out.
Our own Pat Kreitlow was pretty darn good. He came in the second most truthful, and it was a couple of minor things that
The thing about the radio business, and you can probably appreciate this, is it's so hard to probably get every single thing you say right. Because you're in live, you're not fact-checking yourself in every moment, but if you get stuff wrong, you probably want to acknowledge it later and maybe...
It's literally part of the reason that I chose as our moniker for this show, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, because, you know, it's a pursuit. It's something we do our best, but to your point, when you're in real time doing five shows a day, sometimes you get... We always say, hey, if we get something wrong, we'll go back and correct it and admit we do.
Right. But it was really stark to see with these hosts. We had, again, a couple on the left, a couple on the right. The ones on the right were way more... likely to state things that were not true. So, for
shocking.
That was kind of the hypothesis going in, but it was interesting just to be able to, like, again, look at every statement and just see, you know, things like, you know, Dan O'Donnell talking about how Big Macs have been getting smaller over the years, even though Snopes had done an investigation debunking that less than a year before he said it. Vicky McKenna just going off about, you know, how there was this shooter, I think, in Oklahoma who, you know, again, right-wing media was fanning the flames of this person being transgender and the person wasn't. So it was getting that kind of stuff wrong, perhaps because they just wanted to believe it. But I don't know. I mean, we try not to speculate this stuff. We were really trying to stick to the facts. It was an interesting investigation, but that was not done with AI.
Got it. Okay.
So that's, you know, in terms of what we are, I presented the results of that at this conference in New Orleans, but the AI piece came in because that project led to the students working on, or the project the students worked on led to a product being developed using AI by a group called GigaFact that would have allowed the students to basically do all that tracking of the quotes much quicker.
And really?
So we what we're looking at is a product that could potentially help us scale this up so that it could be done at a much bigger, faster way.
So this brings up a very interesting topic, and we're talking with Matt DeFore, State Bureau Chief of Wisconsin Watch, and we've had this debate in civic media, and people around here kind of know my feelings. I tend to be very anti-AI. But what some people tell me is kind of, I think, where the path that you guys are going down in this research is that, well, Todd, there are some things AI can do faster for you without writing anything for you. But just so tell us a little bit about, if AI had been in place in helping your students do this fact checking on shows, how would it have been different?
So we estimated that it took over 100 hours for the students. So let me start with, they were able to use an Otter transcription tool. So they didn't have to type out the interviews. I'm talking about after you have the transcript, going through the transcript and identifying claims in each sentence and all that. And that process probably took more than 100 hours before we could even start the fact-checking process.
Got it.
We took the same hosts this year after the Super Bowl for 24 hours using this new tool. We were able to come up with that list of claims in 2 hours.
Wow.
So what AI is capable of doing in some sense is just taking this massive amount of information that's out there in the world and just condensing it for us before we even get to the point where we're relying on it to tell us what's true or false. And so that's where we're at right now with using that as a tool. But there's other examples too. So the Texas Tribune, for example, has used this tool to take Ted Cruz's podcast. Mm-hmm. He's recorded apparently 700 episodes of his own podcast. And the Texas Tribune used this tool to feed all 700, I don't know if they're hour-long podcasts, but feed them through this machine. And it can spit back. Again, it's what it's doing is it's telling you what are the key points, what are the key quotes. And it's citing them too. It's not just making stuff up. You can actually click on it and see, okay, he did say that here in the transcript. But it's doing it faster than reading or listening to and typing out 700 episodes of Ted Cruz. They were able to analyze all that in just a matter, much more quickly.
It's fascinating to me because I think about the way that newsrooms are being cut. We heard last Friday in a dump that a former longtime host, Joy Cardine of Wisconsin Public Radio, called out her a former employer and said, "I really expected better my former employer than their own Friday afternoon news dump." But I believe it was a dozen or so people at Wisconsin Public Radio and three or four shows that were canceled. And so we've seen this certainly in print. It used to be at the Wisconsin State Journal and other places who are cutting back on their staff. But are you suggesting, Matt DeFore, that in this case, this might be a case where, there's a, this is not unprecedented, a 4 or 5 hour Madison City Council meeting, and the reporter or the journalist is trying to say, oh, who said this? And they can plug that into an AI program and like that,
That does exist already. And this particular product is looking more at maybe the top 2,000 politicians in the country, the governors, the senators, the congresspeople, state lawmakers. You could have essentially, think about all these village boards and city councils and school boards all over the state of Wisconsin. There's thousands of them not getting covered at all.
100%.
But this is a kind of a tool. There are other tools like this that you could use to parse out what's being said without having to sit through a 4-hour meeting. I mean, when I started my career 20 years ago in journalism, I was sitting at
20. You're not that old.
I am. Yeah.
Good God. you're just a kid. Come on.
20 years ago, when I started in this field, I love that I can now say those kinds of things I can reminisce.
Just wait. There'll be a point where you're like, I don't want to.
But no, I was sitting through the Oswego Village Board meeting in Oswego, Illinois.
That's great, by the way. Oswego.
For 3 or 4 hours, and maybe obviously you had to write something, but the idea that you can now use AI to take a recording of that meeting, again, it's important that these meetings are recorded at least, and you can basically get a synopsis of what happened. And then the reporters can have a collection of all those things. We call this the metal detector analogy, because if you think about it, what we're just trying to do is find the news, find what's important to people. And if we're on the beach, scanning with our metal detector, the AI tool here is basically allowing us to cover a bigger area. It's not replacing the people with the metal detectors. It's just it's making their effectiveness that much greater.
I think this is fantastic, as you described that, because one of the missions of civic media, one of the predominant missions, is to cover, be community-driven. And to your point, we have a lot of Shelly Pittman, our news director now, and we have a lot of people across Wisconsin, reporters, but even the reporters we have can't get to every single meeting. And so what you're suggesting is maybe these tools can help a staff cover things better, and therefore the public is better informed.
Yeah, and the product we're using, too, the Parser one, like I said, there are others that you do it for meetings. Ours is looking at this idea of, think of all those podcasts out there. Mm-hmm. Think of all these radio shows like yours that are out there. We're seeing a tool here potentially where you could use it to just keep on top of everything that's being said by politicians. But yeah, as our worlds get bigger and bigger, you know, that's what we have to do to kind of keep it all.
Yeah.
To keep under
control. We're going to come back, and Matt DeFore is going to tell Todd whether he will be replaced by AI in the near future. And we'll listen to a little jazz from New Orleans. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowl Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media. Ready to.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS News, and Jack Kelly News coming up. James Kelly.
James Kelly, yes. That's they're very different people.
I know they're very different people. We're just talking about Jack Kelly, but no, it's James Kelly News out of WCFW, The Tap. So it's either going to be ABC, CBS, or James Kelly at the top of the hour, followed by a look of whether it might be some strong storms, particularly in central and south central Wisconsin tonight. So be aware of that. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will be along with a sports report as well. The Brewers got a big sweep over the Minnesota Twins. And we haven't even talked today about the Miz. Mizorowski had a no-hitter going, a perfect game. Going into the seventh inning, did you watch this? I'm Matt DeFore. Are you a Brewers fan?
I'm a Cubs fan.
Oh goodness gracious! That's the end of this segment, ladies and gentlemen. Just kidding. See you later, DeFore.
tip your waiter. All right.
No, Mizorowski had a perfect game going into the seventh inning, I believe. Gave up a home run, and so Murph took him out. But wow, what a game! And Mizorowski is scheduled to pitch at Milwaukee this Wednesday. So Clemens will have an update on all of that coming up. And then the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6, followed by our friend Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Right now, we have the one, the only Matt DeFore, State Bureau Chief of the great publication called Wisconsin Watch. You can find all their work online. Talking about this really interesting AI in media, Matt, you've laid out why, all right, you've convinced me it's a good tool for journalists to use. Are we getting to the point, though, where if companies, whether it's print, whether it's online, whether it's radio, that they could just set these bots up to listen into stuff and then just create their own writing, their own programming, and to heck with Todd, let's get him out of here.
I mean, I don't think they can replace people certainly doing the reporting. AI right now only knows what is already known, right? That's its learning model. It's not doing any investigative reporting. It's not asking people for things that are new. So reporting and editing is still going to be vital. I mean, you know, we have spell check, right, in our
thank system. Goodness for Todd, but yeah.
But I mean, you know, the way technology is progressing, there are certain things that maybe, you know, we're not hiring a whole army of reporters to go to these city council meetings all over the state. But, you know, there's been some talk about how can we cover all these meetings now that the news papers have been reduced in workforce. So I don't think we are going to be using AI, at least in the near term, because it's not, I mean, it has a lot of problems too, right? Like right. We saw the guy who put the summer reading list together using AI in the Chicago Sun-Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer, and it like made up books. Mm. You know, this is still a major problem, but I don't think of journalism's main role as just aggregating what we already know. It is finding out what is really going on in Robin Voss's office, and AI has no idea. I mean, if you ask it, it'll probably make something up. So.
Really?
Well, it does, right? AI has a real problem with, like...
I like to hear that.
Not knowing, right? It'll, like, if you ask it something, it sometimes will hallucinate, right? That's the term.
Does it ever... Really?
AI? Yeah.
Hallucinates?
ChatGPT, if you look at those answers you get at the top of the Google search... Yeah. They're not always right. Like that information is not always correct. It will sometimes give you just stuff that it makes up. So
this is what scares the crap out of me.
It's the same thing as pictures where they have the wrong number of fingers, but it's with words. So
I feel like the finger thing they can teach it, but I don't know.
Does it ask you questions back if it's unsure?
I think it does give sometimes this isn't like every time, right? I mean, it's enough that you need to be really cautious, but it will tell you things like, it might say, I need more information, or right. I can't quite tell, I can't answer this question, but here's what I know. So
I just, and I'm this is serious, or you know, I'm not, it's Joe Biden says, I'm not goofing around. But I just think of, I mean, what I've talked about on this show before, not just you, but other people like Patrick Marley or Jason Stein, other people, you know, Steve Walters, people, journalists that during my time in the Capitol, I was working for a legislator, seeing you guys in the hall, outside the building, having conversations sometimes on background or off the record. There's a rapport that is built there, and I think that brings a seasoning to somebody like you. And in my opinion, that's why you're one of the truly great journalists in the state, not just you, but others, because of that. And no machine, in my opinion, can ever replicate that.
No, and you know, we send our interns in. We've got interns covering the budget, and they're doing a fantastic job because they're in the Capitol, right? They're mm-hmm. actually watching it happen. And that's not replaceable by AI for sure.
No, there has to be, in my opinion, a human element to know the context of the facts.
But it is scary how much it does know, right? Like if you ask, have you done any ChatGPT?
Yes, a little bit. I've started this show. I can tell you right now, Matt DeFore, when you come to my funeral, it'll say Todd was taken out by an AI robotic dog. That's how I'm going down.
But people don't want to listen to that though, right? Like that's why, I mean, they want to listen to a real person who's got real stories about, you know, like AI doesn't have any stories. You know,
the AI dog.
He doesn't have any stories. Well,
the time I took Todd out, you know.
If it's Robert Smigel doing like Insult the Comic Dog, sure. But not if it's an AI dog.
Insult the Comic Dog. That's fantastic.
Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Sorry. Triumph yeah. the Insult Comic Dog.
Triumph. He was on Hollywood Squares.
Oh, yeah.
The reboot. I just saw that. Michael Strahan does the new Hollywood. They had Triumph as a whatever,
right.
A panelist.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's a great.
All right.
But that's what you need.
DeFore says, I walked all the way over here for this. No. It's fantastic. And you guys do great work at Wisconsin Watch. I appreciate you being a part of this show.
Thank you.
Because the more that we can focus on Wisconsin, the better all of us are.
We are trying to fight the good fight still. We are expanding. We're growing. I just saw our annual report today. Quite mm-hmm. impressive stuff.
Good
so
for you.
Check us out at wisconsinwatch.org and support local journalism.
Wisconsinwatch.org. That is the organization. Matt DeFore, State Bureau Chief. That's the person. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Todd. It's great.
Always a pleasure. Many thanks to State Senator Keldah Royce for being on the show. And also Stephen Zunez, the professor of politics and Middle Eastern studies at the University of San Francisco, will maintain updating you on the story in the Middle East and look forward to being with you tomorrow. Don't go anywhere now. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks to Zomers and to Parker as well. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.